Welcome to Awakening Spirituality and Business Today, inspiring you to succeed with all your heart and soul. Your hosts today are Daniel Gutierrez, international business consultant, motivational speaker, and best-selling author, and Johnny Hernandez, proven business executive, passionate life and business coach, and founder of Living with Purpose, whose mission is to inspire teams and individuals to achieve their personal and professional best. Together, they'll light the path to help you achieve your absolute best. Without further ado, let's turn it over to Daniel and Johnny for today's illuminating discussion.
Well, welcome back, folks. We are here again today continuing our study of the 15 diseases of leadership according to Pope Francis. We are number 9. This is an interview that Gary Hamel did with the Harvard Business Review. And today we're talking about the disease of gossiping, grumbling, and backbiting. Johnny, welcome to the show. How do you feel about that backbiting business?
Good afternoon, Daniel. You know, it's funny because the name of the show is Awakening Spirituality and Business Today. The reality is this is as much about our everyday lives as it is business and water cooler chat. You know,
it's just, yep.
You turn on the news, I don't care what you turn on. Turn on, you know, most radio shows, you turn on the major news networks, even the minor news networks, and it's always about the backbiting, the judging, there's just so much. I should stop short of the language of hate. But there's just so much of that in the world, and it's driven by, the fact that the individual or individuals or the team that they're talking about is necessarily incompetent or incapable. Because yes, there's going to be situations like that, but so much of this is grounded in just the insecurity and the lack of self-confidence and self-esteem. So you've got to bring down others to make yourself look better, and it's heartbreaking. I mean, it just kills productivity and an efficient work environment. And the work, you know, think about the work we do in cultural change in organizations today. I mean, so much of this exists, and it's just a horrible cancer that there's just nothing positive comes out of it, you know?
Right. Yeah, it really is. You know, it's funny because in the article it talks about this is a grave illness which begins simply, perhaps even in small talk, and takes over a person, making him become, listen to this, folks, a sower of weeds. And you think about it, probably one of the most difficult things to do is not buy into a conversation, but we are creatures of habit. And the reason why the news exists is because we somehow thrive on negative energy. We love to hear someone else is having a hard time because that means that we're not having a hard time. But I would venture to say, and Johnny, you probably feel this way too, if someone will talk to you about someone else in front of you, what the heck are they saying about you behind your back? And you really got to pay right. You got to pay attention to that stuff. You got to pay attention, you know, that I don't know if this is ever going to stop in the workplace. However, you can be the one that says, you know what, I don't really want to be part of that. I don't really want to be a part of that conversation. And the truth of it is that we really don't know what that other person is talking to. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of a story, and I don't remember whose story this was or where I even read it, about a dad, and gosh, I've been in this position myself, having 2 or 3 kids on a plane, and they're yelling and screaming, and they're having a fit, and everybody around them is absolutely just going nuts. They're getting upset. They're having a cow. You know, why can't they shut those kids up and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, until the stewardess's flight attendant goes over to ask them what's going on, and the man looks at them and says, we're going to their mother's funeral. And it shifts the whole conversation. It shifts the whole energy of the people that were on that flight. Because they had a paradigm shift, and all of a sudden they were willing to help. All of a sudden, so we don't know. We don't know what people are going through, and to actually talk about them is adding fuel to the fire. This is an important one, this disease of gossiping, grumbling, and backbiting. This is the one that we really need to pay attention to. I don't know, John, if you had time to watch what Caitlyn Jenner said last night about, you know what, you go ahead and talk about me, and I'm paraphrasing, you can talk about me, you can make jokes about me, you can even doubt my intentions or question my intentions, but go ahead because I can take it, but all the other folks may not be able to.
Right.
And that's when we start to do damage because not everybody can.
That's right. You know, and it's actually that's just so moving when you think about it that way, because when you look, I didn't even look at my Twitter feed anytime you look at it, but so much what's being shared today is about don't let the ickiness of the world and the naysayers and those who are looking for, that live in the camp of misery loves company, don't succumb to that. Rise above it. Now here's a different example. So we as adults, it's easy for us to ask questions like, why did that child start doing drugs? Why did that child start Why did that child start drinking? They had such a good family. They succumbed to peer pressure. I don't buy into that. Da 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 da. However, it's that same amount of courage that it takes for that child that it does for an adult. And here it is. Here's the conversations, and we're all guilty of this, right?
Absolutely.
Our company included. Here's the famous one, the one I like. It's, you know, Daniel, he's a great guy. Love him with all my heart. I would never say anything bad about him. However, you know, I know he's really struggling in this space and da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he just can't see how it affects him. And then, boom. And then it spreads, right? But you're saying it's all good intentions. So you always, you qualify, right? I don't gossip. I don't backbite. But, and then off it goes. And for us as adults to say, and put ourselves in the shoes of these children and say, I'm going to be the one that when we're in a meeting of 5 to 10 people and someone says, well, Johnny touched this project again, and now we're dealing with the same issues we did before, and say, stop. Let's not make this about Johnny. Let's make this about the outcome, or in some cases, if it's the right leaders, it's about the behavior. But ultimately, in the end, how often does that happen? And it's in these same situations, that's the peer pressure we're talking about. Because there's so much pressure, because that's the culture of virtually 99.9% of the businesses and the general population and even community and societal groups, that it's so easy for people to get together. And, you know, even in some of they talk about gossip circles, for people to get together just to talk about other people. It's like, oh, my gosh, do you realize, you know, if the tables were turned, because we've all been there. Even when we don't have the facts, we've heard someone saying there was a rumor about, you know, myself or someone that's close to me. That hurts. But we don't stop long enough to put a perspective and to say, what's the damage that it could do to that individual, not just to them personally and hurt their feelings, but how could that potentially derail their career? And it's just so easy to take that path because it's a path of least resistance because there's so many people on that train. But my challenge is be the stronger person. Be the loving, be the caring, be the genuine person. And not only don't allow yourself to get into those circles, you know, make darn sure you're befriending those people who in fact, the reality may be that, you know what, they're not necessarily as capable or they may not be as competent. But you talking behind their back sure as hell isn't going to make them any more effective. right? How can you support and help them, Dan? You know what I mean?
Yeah, and at the end of the day, I mean, gosh, Johnny, this disease is not just the line-level employee. This goes all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm.
When a senior manager or senior officer having a glass of wine with someone slips and starts talking about someone, and then that almost opens the door for it's okay to do that. So
right.
the higher you go up the ladder, the more responsibility you have to really, you know, the article goes on to say that we have to be on guard against the terrorism of gossip. That's a strong word.
Uh-huh.
But I think it really is a terrorism of gossip. Because you said something a minute ago that is so true, and that is that somebody's job or career or business can be absolutely damaged or absolutely put out of business or put out of a job by someone talking trash about someone else.
You know, Daniel, so as you say that, I mean, it makes me think of something here real quick. We see so frequently in the news today where a leader of an organization, whether it be profit, non-profit, community, whatever, man, woman, they get caught in some kind of big scandal, right? They were cheating or they were doing money laundering, whatever the case may be. And what I find so interesting is how the general, I'm painting with a broad brush here, so there's certainly exceptions, but how in general, how those human beings are written off as bad forever, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So they cheated on their spouse, but yet the person who's saying, what a dirtbag, I can't believe they do it. They had so much responsibility. They were supposed to be a role model, all the et cetera that goes along with it. And then the individual who's casting the stones is either in the same situation, has been in the same situation, and or is in a similar situation. The only difference is they haven't been caught, and or if they have, they haven't been in a space where it's so visible. The other part of that is this, is people do that, and they automatically assume that that person, because they've done that, doesn't have the ability, nor will they ever change. They'll always be. They'll lack integrity. They'll lack humility. They'll lack the honest and forthright values, when that's so much the opposite. And you and I've had this conversation in private and public. And they say, you know, the healer is the healer is the wisdom bearer. And the only way that you gain wisdom in today's environment, today's life, is through experience. And heads up. Right? Anyone listening to this show, and any studying on leadership, knows that the learnings typically don't come from your wins, they come from your mistakes. And whether it's in business or in personal, it's when you're allowed to be vulnerable, to make mistakes. You know, I've said it before, there was only one that walked the earth that was perfect, and it wasn't me, I can assure you. And right?
So glad to hear that.
I didn't mean to burst your bubble, Daniel.
But, you didn't.
Well,
I love it.
Friends are. But that's the whole point of it, right? It's just like you've got to be able to look beyond that and say, you know, and instead of casting stones and talking bad about that individual, put yourself in their position, in the position of the employees that work for them. Could be a significant other spouse. It doesn't matter. What you've got to be willing to say is stop for a moment. And the challenging one is say a prayer for the individual, right? That they're going to recover, that if it's them or their team that's not performing to a certain level, rather than backbite them in a room with 5 to 10 people, maybe say a prayer or go over and give them an encouraging word or ask how you can help. I mean, literally shift the way in which, it's almost like what I call starting a movement, is how do you take all this negative energy and turn it into positive outcomes? And it takes work, it takes courage, and you have to understand, you know, the whole Caitlyn Jenner thing that you just mentioned last night, and you have to appreciate the fact that more times than not, you are going to be on an island. But if you always take the high road, you've got nothing to regret, you've got no reason to be looking over your back.
Yeah, you know, in other words, they talked about terrorism of gossip, and I know you've heard this terminology too, but I think it might even be, what I'm trying to do is kind of land what we're doing when we participate in this behavior. And that word is character assassination.
Yes.
That we assassinate the character of another person at the expense or at the benefit of ourselves. And when we do that, we're really just lowering our own standards below probably anything that we should. And at the end of the day, how does this have anything to do with business and spirituality? It has everything to do with business spirituality, because, folks, here's the truth. You are who you are no matter where you go. It doesn't matter whether you're at home sitting in front of the TV talking about the president. We were having that conversation yesterday, Johnny, that you know, you may or may not, and we're not talking politics here. We're talking about a man who was elected president by the majority of the United States. That whether we like them or not, there is some sense, or maybe this is up for debate, some sense of obligation to support that person because they do have that position. We don't do that in this country.
No, no, we don't. And I think the language of character assassination, I don't think that's too soft in any way, because whether it's Daniel Gutierrez or Johnny Hernandez or anyone listening to this podcast, you either have been a victim of it or you've
mm-hmm.
been a participant of it. And if you know what it's like to be a victim of it, why in God's good name would you ever participate in it? And it's because it's the norm. It's because everyone does it, right? Everyone speeds, drives 5 miles over the speed limit, so we all do it, right? And then it's at epidemic levels. And I think what is so beautiful about the Pope addressing this is the real message here is about love. It's about compassion. It's about caring for each other regardless of what our faults are, regardless of what we're good at, and regardless of what we're not good at. You know, you and I were just speaking this week here in Los Angeles about the movie Shallow Hal. And I watched it for the first time this last week. And it was amazing because it made me smile and cry at the same time. I thought it was such a beautiful movie. When if a human being didn't have the physical ability to see the physical aspects of another human being, and all they could see was the heart, the soul, and the beauty, and or, unfortunately, the ugliness that resided with them, and that's what you actually saw outwardly. And on the other end, you know, it made me sad because so desperately, I get soft for a moment. Could you imagine how beautiful of a world it would be? How more, not productive, but how more profitable companies would be? Just in general, every corner of the world would just be so much happier, productive, healthier, livelier. You go right down the list. And I watched that movie, I thought, oh my gosh, what a cool feeling. And it's just so difficult for us to do that. And we all, the other end of it, it's really easy for us to do it. Because at any given moment in time, we're all dealing with struggles and challenges. They could be financial. They could be marital. They could be just non-marital in relationships. They could be school. It doesn't matter. There's always some element. It could be parenting of stress that's going on in our life. And the easiest path to take is that of Debbie Downer, right? And when you're feeling down, what you want is someone to validate your feelings, and that, right? And it's not the husband wife thing that you just need a good listener. Really, what you want is, I said it earlier, misery loves company. Instead of saying, no, I'm not going to succumb to this, I'm bigger than this, I'm stronger than this, and the people I'm going to go surround myself are not the people hanging about the water cooler complaining about the boss and the boss's boss and me. I'm going to go find the people that are smiling, that are giving high fives, and I'm going to surround myself with those people and bring myself out of that. That takes far more work than going and hanging out by the water cooler, and it takes courage. It's not easy. I'm not sitting here right now claiming it's easy because I've been guilty of it. I've been the victim, and I've been the stone thrower, and, you know, shame on me, right?
Yeah, I don't know that any of us have, you know, we've all been in that position where we, hindsight, maybe we thought, gosh, I wish I hadn't gotten involved in that conversation. Folks, we really would love to hear from some of you. If you'd love to call in, dial in, it's 347-677-1965, 347-677-1965. We would love to hear from you. You know, this seems that it would be a no-brainer, and it's something that we all know, but do you practice it? And would your company, your business, your career, would it be better if you, even for one day, if you practice, if you just were mindful? Mindfulness is about being present in the moment and recognizing your behavior. And when you're mindful of this behavior of backbiting, grumbling, and gossiping, then you would probably, and I'm talking, even if you're talking about something that's going on TV, it's a habit. If you don't stop the habit of doing that, then you're clearly going to get caught up in the same situation live, because you're not going to know not to stop yourself. And I want to challenge everyone today to be mindful today. Be mindful of this behavior and see how many times you have to stop yourself from engaging in anything short of what Johnny was talking about a few minutes ago, love, compassion, understanding, and forgiveness. Remember the father with the three kids on the airplane. We don't know what a person's going through. Someone cuts you off on the freeway, and it's automatic, you know, we're flying the bird. We don't even know. I can guarantee they did not get up in the morning and say, I'm going to go find Daniel Gutierrez and cut him off on the freeway. He did not come looking for him, but we think that. We don't know if he just lost his mom, his wife, his kids. We don't know. And so I think it's fair to make that assumption that we should think about that, that we should think about we don't know. And,
you know, Daniel,
and if you did know, how would you act, right? Like, you know, everyone sure shut up after that father made a comment about the kids were going to a funeral. He was doing the best he could.
He had all sorts of support and help after that, didn't he?
Oh, yeah. All of a sudden, everyone's compassionate and forgiving. We should have been that way in the first place. Maybe we should have asked first before we said, why are your kids so rowdy? Or can we help you? Yeah, my wife is, you know, I'm going to my wife's funeral. I mean, wow. It's a powerful story.
You know, but I think that story is so interesting, and my apologies for interrupting you, Dave, but I think what's interesting is that when you think about that, and I think about it when I get on a plane. Of course, you spend a good percentage of your life on an airplane. You have different experiences, and I think in over time, it's, again, it goes back to I talk about, you know, wisdom. You're not born with wisdom. You don't get it when you're in any university. My apologies to all those amazing universities out there, right? Wisdom comes through life experiences. That's the only way it comes. And it comes through interacting, engaging with people from every walk of life who teach you. And they're all valuable lessons. We've all worked for amazing leaders, and we've all worked for amazingly dysfunctional leaders. And through all of those, we've learned. But as you do this, you know, right, I attempt to, when I'm sitting on planes now and I hear the child crying, now what I try to do is stop. Now, being a parent of you know, three of my own and five through my second marriage, when they were young and flying, when my children started crying on a plane, my number one mission was, whether it was a pacifier, a bottle, a song, a book, whatever, to try and quiet them down. Right? And if we lead with that thought, that when you hear a child crying or they're having a tough time on a plane, we use this as an example, let me stop for a moment and ask yourself, do you think that's the parent's number one motive and that they're completely content? Because guess what? It may be loud to you. How do you think it sounds like to the person that they're sitting on their lap?
Yeah, that's right.
Right? And I think it's just so crazy because they immediately look back like, shut that kid up. I'm like, are you serious? You don't think they're trying to quiet the child down? Be supportive, smile, do whatever you to try to ease the pain a little bit. But what you were saying is something came to my mind, though, Daniel. As you talk about love, compassion, understanding, and you talk about just for a moment, if only for a day, really purposefully and in a meaningful way, try not to do it. Try not to get angry when you're driving. Try not to, this is language, try not to assume the worst, but try to assume good intentions. Always, no matter what anyone's doing, even if they're struggling in their role, assume they're giving their best and trying as hard as they can. How would you do it if it was your child out there on the ball field, was doing the best he or she could, but struck out every time and had every ball get past them? Would you go talk behind their back? No. You give them the biggest hug. You take them out for ice cream. You tell them how much you love them and how much you would support them. That's what you would do. Unfortunately, we don't do that. And what ends up happening is this ickiness that we say, that we quote-unquote only say in private. Too bad. It oozes out of your pores. It oozes out of you because you can't control it. It's within you all the time. When you're at home and around your children and you're whispering, you don't think they can hear it, you're talking about the neighbor or, you know, Aunt Edna or whomever it is. We truly have to think of ourselves as role models. And the language I like to think about it is two. One, would my kids be proud of the language I'm using and or the behaviors that I'm exhibiting? And two, would I be okay if when my children are my age or are adults, they were exhibiting the same behavior? Those are the two questions to ask yourself. And if the answer in any way, shape, or form is I wouldn't be proud of my kids if they did this, then you better ask yourself, why in God's good name am I doing it? And gosh darn it, what do I have to do to stop it and get really serious about be the change you want to see in the world? I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Not easy, not saying it's easy. You know, I've certainly fallen short more times than I've succeeded. But gal darn it, if we could all work on this thing together, how much easier it would be.
Yep. Very well said. Folks, again, 347-677-1965. We're running out of time. Well, these 30-minute sessions really go really fast, radio shows. Next week, we're going to be talking about number 10, the disease of idolizing superiors. He talks about this is the disease of those who court their superiors in hopes of gaining their favor. They're victims of careerism and opportunism. And so we know lots of those kinds of folks that seem to somehow think that they cannot work as hard if they brown nose enough. And maybe in some cases it does work. I mean, I think there's something to be said about playing the politics of the office, but it's a little bit going too far when you forget the actual mission of the organization or company by forgetting to follow that. So that's what we're going to be talking about next week. And then I'm going to be gone again for a couple of weeks. You know, poor me, I get to go back to Peru with another group to climb Machu Picchu and to be part of that beautiful country. And then Johnny and I are going to be in New York City on Thursday, August 6th through the 9th. I'll be in New York City. I think Johnny will be there at the same time. And we want to, you know, we'd love to meet with you. If there's something that it's on your heart, on your mind, and you want to discuss it with us, well, we definitely want to meet with you. We'll have some time. I'm going to be a keynote speaker at the Association of Latino Professionals in Finance and Accounting. That's the AL, Association of Latino Professionals, ALPFA.org. If you want to possibly come and see me speak, you can go there. I'll be talking about intuitional leadership in the global marketplace, and we're really excited about that. And then also, I want to remind you that last week we were talking about an event, or not even an event, a journey that Johnny and I are putting together for executives to actually go to Peru with us next year for 7 days and climb that beautiful, wonderful, one of the seven wonders of the world, Machu Picchu, and really take on what it is inside that stops us from being what and who we really want to be. Pretty exciting stuff, huh, Johnny?
I think it is, you know, and I would tell you this. If you can't make it to the top of the mountain, I promise you that we won't talk about you behind your back.
That's a good one. I love it. I love it. All right, folks, we're out of time. We want to really appreciate each and every single one of you. And remember our challenge for you today, be mindful of what you're saying if it's not positive. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Until next week, goodbye.
You've been listening to Awakening Spirituality in Business Today with Daniel Gutierrez and Johnny Hernandez. To provide feedback, listen to more episodes, or learn how Daniel and Johnny can help you in your business, visit their websites at livingwithpurpose.today or danielgutierrez.com. You can also call them directly at 1-805-764-1463. Thank you again for listening. The personal fulfillment and professional success you've been searching for is within your reach. Lead with your heart and live a life of purpose today.